Praised be Jesus and Mary. The prophet Isaiah tells us in the first reading today that when the Lord purifies the people of Jerusalem, he's then going to set up something very similar to what occurred to the people of Israel when leaving Egypt. He says, there will be a smoking cloud by day and a light of flaming fire by night. We're told that this is to protect the people. Now, the church is in the New Jerusalem, and we're told she's the spotless bride of the Lamb. Yet, you know, because new people who are sinful people are born into the church each day and every year, of course, they're purified by the waters of baptism. The church still is in, still needs to be continually purged. Even though the church is pure and perfect, the individuals within the church are far from it. You know, there's this constant need of purification. And who is it, you know, that's going to provide that purification? It's the Holy Spirit who purifies and protects. The Holy Spirit is that cloud, you know, which overshadowed Our Lady, that overshadowed our Lord and his disciples on Mount Tabor, that same cloud that filled the temple when Solomon was first consecrating the temple to the Lord. That same cloud of the Holy Spirit will protect us. He will lead us through the darkness of this world like a flame of fire. You know, if this is the case, then there has to be complete faith. The kind of faith that we hear about in the gospel reading from the centurion. You know, that total confidence that the Lord would be able to heal his servant by merely speaking his word. And, of course, the centurion's response is one that's on our lips every day. You know, Lord, I am not worthy that you should come under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. You know, the healing of our souls is the work that's given over to the Lord and to the Holy Spirit. You know, we are not worthy that he should come under our roof. And yet, at the same time, it's precisely in this that we're going to be purified. You know, this again is exactly what we read in the first reading, you know, that the survivors in Jerusalem will be called holy. You know, if we're members of the New Jerusalem, we're called to holiness, which means that we all have to be purified. This season of Advent is also a time of purification, you know, as we prepare for the coming of our Lord into our hearts. Of course, the best way to have our hearts prepared and purified is to ask the Lord to do it. There may be some sins we are aware of that we need to get rid of. We must ask the Holy Spirit, the fire of God's love, to enter our hearts. to illumine the darkness, to show us what needs to be purified, and even to purge us, you know, from whatever it is that we're not able to purify on our own. Then, you know, when we're completely purified, our soul will be healed. The Lord will be living under our roof. Even though we're not worthy on our own, you know, it's the Holy Spirit purifying us who will make us worthy at the Lord's word, so that there will be a true and beautiful dwelling place for the Lord. We'll be able to provide for him a fitting temple, one that's filled with light and the glory of the Holy Spirit, you know, who purified, perfected, and made us a holy temple for the Lord.